Now, we've talked quite a bit in recent months, at least, about the inaccessibility of a lot of e-text platforms. We haven't had a lot of opportunity to talk about ones that actually work. So our next speakers are going to tell you about their company and their platform, and I will tell you that they actually have been given an award because they are one of the people or companies that actually do this right. So, gentlemen, please... gentlemen, lady, Milan is a woman, I assume.
No, Milan okay. is a guy.
Oh, both
guys.
All right.
We have a guest, too.
Oh, who's your guest?
Her name is Han.
Han?
Han.
Han?
Yes.
Okay. Han have a last name?
Han has a last name. It's Lindo.
Han Lindo. Okay. Welcome all three of these speakers to talk to us about e-texts that actually work. You want that mic, or you have your own?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm sorry for mispronouncing all your names.
Is this your water?
Nope.
We can get you guys water.
That's good. Okay.
Hello, can everybody hear me?
You're
excellent. Excellent. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Milind Basole. I am with the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Work for the central IT office here in Urbana-Champaign in the Academic Technology Services Group. I'm going to let my colleagues introduce themselves.
My name is Yuri Barukovich. I am also with Sites. And with us is...
Hi, my name is Han Lindahl, and I'm actually also an undergrad. I work also on the e-text platform in Sites at the University of Illinois.
Great. So what I'm going to do is start with a very, very quick introduction of what e-text at Illinois is about, and then in about 5 or 7 minutes, we'll launch into an actual live demonstration of how well our platform works with adaptive technologies. So e-text, in very briefly, e-text is really a electronic or online platform to deliver course content. And by course content, we mean published textbooks or college course content, which is put together by a professor. And what we have noticed is that usually the textbook problem with textbooks is that we have textbooks cost so much, like over $12,000 a year. $1,200 a year for a four-year college student. And that becomes unaffordable, and many people refrain from buying textbooks or don't buy used textbooks and as a result, everybody suffers. So what has happened is that publishers are not immune to that problem, that the cost of textbooks have gotten up over 800% in the last 35 years. And so what they've done is, well, let's convert them all to electronic. And if we convert them all to electronic, that might actually serve a purpose and drop the cost down. Well, that's great. But the problem with these electronic textbook platforms, which are out there right now, are they're not very accessible. And for people who need assistive devices or adaptive technologies, they are not so useful. And to which the solution normally offered is that they create something which works alongside, as in an accommodation which is like, okay, we'll give you a Word document that's really the textbook. That's okay, but it's not the same as equitable use. And that was another problem that we really wanted to tackle. The third problem we wanted to tackle was that often the platforms that are available are device specific, as in they'll only work on an iPad, or they'll not work so well on today's mobile devices like a smartphone or a tablet or so on and so forth. So we wanted to make sure that indeed we could address the cost of textbooks, accessibility, and coming from the University of Illinois, accessibility is kind of in our DNA, so we were very, very adamant that whatever we develop needs to be accessible. Lastly, the restrictions that various platforms pose, because they're Again, PDF knockoffs, page-based PDF knockoffs, they don't do very well with adaptive technologies or with today's mobile devices. So all of those issues were amongst them. The essential components were accessibility and the choice for faculty to use their choice, as in the published textbooks or their own created course content. An important factor was making sure that the students are able to save some money and have some flexibility in options that they have. In long term, we wanted to provide a learning enhancement in their platforms they were using. So without further ado, I'm going to hand the control to Yuri Varukovic and Han, who are actually going to do a live demonstration of how well eText at Illinois can do with today's adaptive technologies. Thank you, David.
All right, so we have kind of a fictional scenario here. So we'll say that we have a student who is a freshman in natural resources and horticulture and has identified to the course that she has a need for assistive technologies.
Medical science valid through March 18, 2014, visited link. Enter. Title: Environmental Science, eText at Illinois. Application, entering application region. Page has two regions, one application, five headings, and five.
All right. So this student has two textbooks that she has purchased on the eText Illinois platform. One is Contemporary Issues in ACES, which is our College of Agriculture, which is used for the introductory freshman course. And another book, Environmental Science, which is by Pearson, a major publisher. Okay. All right, so we're gonna kind of go through what the studying experience is like, because on the eText platform, all of the study tools and the content as well as the interface are accessible. So you'll begin. All right, so you'll begin in a library which lists all the books that you have access to. But let's say in this situation that the freshman is opening her environmental sciences textbook that is published by Pearson on the eText platform.
So close, content, leaving application, read, alt, shift, entering application, book menu, press up or down to navigate.
All right, so Yuri is using keyboard shortcuts to navigate to a table of contents.
Enter, leaving application region, title link, tab. Link preface, link part 1, link chapter 1, link chapter 2, link part 2.
All right, visited, so let's link say chapter that 3, Yuri basic is going needs to use the keyboard shortcuts to navigate to chapter 18 in the textbook.
This was only a little bit before that.
A little bit before that? Yeah. Chapter 5? How about chapter 5?
Let's do chapter 5.
Enter. Chapter 3, basic
chapter
needs
3.
Of living things, visited link. Chapter 3, basic needs of living things, environmental science, eText at Illinois. Loading left bracket, math jacks, right bracket, slash jack tab. Entering application tab, eText. Tab, reader settings, tab. Chapter 3, basic needs of living things, heading level 1. Tab, learning of tab, 1. Organisms and their environment, colon, explain how the science of ecology can be.
All right, so much like a physical textbook, you can tab through each paragraph and each heading at a time. I believe you're using JAWS, right?
Yes.
Okay, so do you want to jump right into highlighting? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so Yuri's going to demonstrate how Civic study functions work in the eText
to survive, semicolon, define an org tab on May
12th, Yuri can navigate, jump to
a
any chapter and any heading
province,
or paragraph,
China, it closed roads,
and all of eText study functions are
mudslide.
Accessible, so he can use highlighting, note, and bookmark functions to save his place and interact with the text. So Yuri is going to make a highlight on something that he wants to remember
homeless.
Later.
Oh, select M selected. Mouse right. A selected. 12 comp tooth A. Massive. Earthquake shook. Set province China selected. Alt shift P.
So Yuri used
Page
a keyboard shortcut
regions,
Alt shift P to make
one.
A pink colored highlight on a stretch of text. And now this does use colors, but it can also give the distinction. So there's pink, yellow, green, and blue. So you can organize and group highlights based on the things that you want to collect for studying, be it vocabulary or.
And I do want to interject. Right now, this one feature works better on NVDA. And the feature is that the screen reader actually reads back what is highlighted. There was a recent change in JAWS, I think, to number 14 that this broken that, and we're right now trying to figure out how to work around it. So, which also leads to the whole idea that right now in tech things, you know, accessibility is a very moving target, and we just kind of have to keep pushing and pushing and keeping up with that. But what it is supposed to do is essentially tell you, you know, beginning of text highlighted blue, and then read off the text and then tell you where that ends. And in the future, what we're also working on, once we get this back up and running, that feature, is instead of just colors, is to allow for labels, allow for somebody to make custom labels so they can actually highlight a chunk of text and say that this is part of my you know, geography section and things like that, so that there's some actual meaning more than just color.
Right, and these highlights, as well as all of the other study markings, are collected in lists, so they can be jumped directly to, and it'll read you off the place in the chapter that that is. All right, so Yuri's also going to demonstrate notes, which can be taken kind of as how you would in the margins of a physical textbook, but again, with keyboard shortcuts on a passage of text.
Factors that influence successful. Alt-Shift-N, alert, create note colon just for me for everyone next, subject colon, post date colon, compose note hyphen text, H-E-L-O, space, T-H-I-I-S, space, A-E, space, F-O-E, space, space, N, F, B, tab, create note colon just for me for everyone next, subject colon, hello, this is a note for the NFB post date colon dialogue, post note button, enter, loading left bracket, math jack.
So Yuri has now posted the note on the paragraph, and notes can be posted privately just for the individual student to study, and they can also be posted publicly as questions for instructors.
Yeah. Yes. So, and then at later on, the students can come back in and go ahead and see their notes.
The factors that influence successful reading.
They kept on going.
What shift tab, ecology link, tab one.
Okay.
Enter, alert, notes on this paragraph, untitled note left bracket, delete this note right bracket, hello, this is a note for the NFB, submitted by a text 01 on 10/26/13- comment on this note, notes on this paragraph.
So
when you navigate to back to a paragraph, you'll be able to find the notes that you have made for yourself on that paragraph.
There's also, as Hannah had mentioned before, there's all your notes and your highlights and your bookmarks are all in one area where you can access them at any time.
All right, so another very convenient feature of eText is bookmarks. So Yuri's going to navigate to, I believe it's, where's the equation?
Oh, yeah.
Chapter 3, I believe. So Yuri is going to find an equation in the environmental sciences textbook. And the cool thing about eText as well is that equations are embedded in MathML. So they're not just all text of images. They are actually embedded in MathML, so they can be read out by screen readers, and they can also easily be copied and pasted into other programs such as Mathematica. So Yuri is going to demonstrate that and find an
equation. Chapter 11, Soil Colon, the Foundation for Land Ecosystems, heading level 3, page has two regions, one application, one heading and date links, photosynthesis. Photosynthesis left paren an energy dash demanding process right paren edit 6CO2 carbon dioxide left paren gas right paren plus 12H2O water input left paren low potential energy right paren light energy C6H12O6 glucose plus 6O2 oxygen left paren gas right paren plus 6H2O.
Right, so with this, Yuri is able to easily read off equations in math and chemistry, and he's also added a bookmark so that he can jump to that equation later on. All right, so then eText also makes searching and finding material much easier, certainly, than in any PDF or Word document equivalent. Search can be done across a single book or across multiple books, either within a book or from the library. So, for example, if Yuri needs to find climate change research,
open search menu, enter, search book, edit, type in text, CE, space.
Climate change research.
C H E. space R E S C H. Enter. Go button to activate. Press space bar. Alert. X search results for left quote climate change research right quote leaving app R A E S E R space. Enter. Go button. Alert. X search results for left quote climate change right quote environmental science.
So search results are displayed here in a list.
The successor
to
the Pew Center on Global Climate Change. This organization is an independent of energy and climate change. 2101 Wilson BLVD Suite 550 Arlington VA 22201 http://www.c2s.org center.
All right, so essentially the search result window will bring up all instances of the string of text that was searched, and you can jump to that string of text. Do you have anything to add, Yuri?
Yeah, we're going to go back out to the menu.
Okay, so we're going to go back
every
out to the library menu in eText.
Alt Shift M, entering application, enter. My library eText at Illinois, loading left bracket math jacks right bracket slash jacks slash up.
All right, so Yuri is back now at the library menu, and he's going to go into another book to take a look at videos in eText.
But the way that I'm going to do it is actually I'm going to search from my library page. Because when you do a search from this, from your library, it will actually search that term for all of your books that are in there.
Open search menu, enter, search book, edit, A-T-E, space, C-A-G-E, space, R-E-R-C-H, enter, go button to activate, press space bar, alert, X search results for left quote climate change research right quote contemporary issues in ACES 101. Chapter 5, colon, climate change system, colon, 1918-1921.
All right,
summary,
so Yuri's search result came up in Chapter 5, and he's now jumped to that, and there's a video here. So if Yuri wants to play the video, the interface of the video, it's called Acorn Video Player, is completely keyboard accessible, and all content in eText is also fully captioned.
Tab, left, right, slider, 0 minutes, 0 seconds, to increase tab, length. Tab, entering application region, video colon Simmons intro, tab, start the playback button to activate, press space bar, space.
All right, well the video is loading, but he's
no,
pressed
it's
the play
moving.
Button.
It's, there's a 10 second quiet.
Hello and welcome back to our system on climate change. We're gonna spend the next couple of weeks
tab,
talking
left,
about
right,
the number
slider, 0 minutes, 0.
Right, so Yuri can, he's now jumping to a position in the video with
0 minutes,
shortcut.
50 seconds.
What part of the natural cycle we're in and what effect humans
0 minutes, 50 seconds.
What
0 minutes, 50 seconds.
What effect humans are
tab,
having
tab,
because
up, down, slider, 100% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys. Tab, toggle full screen mode button to activate.
So I can also
press
go into
space
full
bar.
Screen for those with low vision that need to, just need things kind of blown up and seen bigger. And there's also captions that are available, and we are working on making those captions searchable in hopefully the fall.
Yep, so I believe that about sums up the interface for the video player, which is completely HTML5, mm-hmm. as with the entire application. And in our example, a student who is blind is able to use all of the study tools available.
We also did some testing with the National NFB. I went there for a day, spent the entire day with Ann Taylor. And we tested out how it worked with Braille readers and such. And she had very high success navigating through the system, reading the book, and actually even playing the videos right from her Braille reader.
So essentially what we have done is we've tried to...
There was a question.
Oh,
in the blue shirt?
No. You tell me your name, people. I'm your president. I can't see. Tell me your name.
Adrian.
Adrian, please. Thank you.
Here's a microphone.
We'll get you a mic. I know who I am. I just don't...
Make some noise for me.
Use of adaptive techniques.
All right. Hello. Nice.
Now, is this something that you download, or is this the software?
This is actually browser-based, so any device with a browser, it works on, which means you don't have to download anything. If you use JAWS, you can use JAWS with it. If you use NVDA, you can use that, Windows Eyes, whatever it is. It'll just work, same as when you're browsing the web.
And that also means with Zoom tax or any of the magnification
yep.
software?
Yep. There's actually, you know, I mean, there's settings in the system that let you zoom text, but there's also the standard browser zoom text and other assistive zoom text works perfectly fine because it is all text.
Go ahead with your question, though.
Can this platform be used for professional development, or is it limited to just textbooks?
We should talk, definitely. We are making this available as software as a service to whatever needs we can do. Right now, it's based on higher ed idea, but there's really no reason why it cannot be expanded to professional education, K-12, or any of those for the matter.
And actually, right now the system is mainly used on the campus on University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, but we are running a couple of pilot programs with Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and also Michigan State University.
Yay!
Yeah, so we are trying to spread the word and you know make this more of a reality.
And perhaps it's worth noting too that the platform is somewhat young. I mean, with the speed at which technology is changing, I think we've only been around for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions?
What are your Christopher Meyer.
Yep, Chris. Let's get you a mic. We have had a peak today, I'm told, of 12 listeners on the stream, and that's why I'm insisting on the mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Christopher Meyer, what are your future plans of testing, whether that's like beta testing or rolling it out to other universities?
Well, right now we have pilot programs with Michigan State and Wisconsin, like Yuri said, but we want to expand to whatever institutions want to avail our technology. We want to make it available as software as a service to any institution. And like I said, it could be K-12, it could be professional development, any of those. It doesn't matter what the content is. To us, we are really content agnostic.
Yeah, I'm a student and employee at IU, another Big Ten school, Let's talk.
Absolutely.
And I will tell you, if they've gone through testing at our national center, it's probably some of the most rigorous testing you can go through in the country right now for accessibility, at least web-based accessibility. Do we have other questions?
One thing that brought me to something I forgot is not only does it works on an iPad and an iPhone, but it also, you can use the standard accessibility tools within those iDevices to navigate around and have it read the text and interact with it.
So I can use VoiceOver on my MacBook Pro?
Yes.
Because that was one I wanted to ask.
Yes.
What happens
yeah.
with
yeah.
Apple
you can
product.
use your VoiceOver on the MacBook Pro. We also found you can, if somebody is really keen on using Chrome, with ChromeVox, it works perfectly fine.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so it's because we're adhering to strict HTML5 standards, those kind of assistive technologies work very well.
Okay, any other questions? Are you guys going to be around if somebody thinks you're going to stay for a little bit?
Definitely, and we do also, we'll announce our contact information, and we have flyers both in text and in Braille.
Awesome.
That we have up here, we can bring them out to anyone, but you can visit. Should we just give the URL
and
the email? So we are at eText, just E-T-E-X-T, .illinois.edu is our website. And our email is also just eText, E-T-E-X-T, @illinois.edu. And I suppose, would you like to give out the phone number as well?
Yes, the phone number, if you want to reach us via phone, it's 217-244-6543.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, and it's incredibly, yes.
Door prize.
One second. I really have to say I appreciate very much anything that works, because I think one of the biggest frustrations now is that the technology is there to put us on par to get everything at the same time for the same money as everybody else. And all we have to do is make sure it's developed in an accessible fashion instead of later on trying to put more money in to back in the development. So we really, really appreciate what you're doing.
And that's exactly right. We are trying to work with our Disability Services Office to essentially make this a universal kind of availability, so that instead of students having to buy a book or having it scanned and all these things, every student would buy the same book within the system, and it's the same experience for everyone, without having to create different versions of it.
And that universal design is exactly what the NFB has been pushing for at least a decade. Mm-hmm. And this is the first system that I've seen that Ann Taylor has told me she actually thinks is well done. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Can we offer to give out the handouts in Braille if anyone is interested?
Yeah, you guys, if you want Braille or print, just stand up and they'll bring it to you. Braille or print, they're telling us, they'll walk it around to you, please.